Developments in Afghanistan have done little to calm the fears of Americans, and growing concerns about the economy have added to the general sense of unease. In a series of interviews, NPR's Elizabeth Arnold has been talking with people about how they're coping. Today, she visits with a politician.
It's a rainy Friday night, and Fran Ulmer is doing what politicians hate most, raising money. It's not a great time to be hitting people up for contributions. They're either tapped out or worn out. But Ulmer, Lieutenant Governor of Alaska, has her sights set higher. While the tragedy of September 11th delayed her announcement, it also reinforced her decision.
I'd been thinking about running for governor for a long time, and many of the reasons that you choose to run are internal. But I do think an event like the terrorist attack makes it easier to actually move forward with a significant life decision, because it's a reminder that if you feel the time is right for you to do something, you ought to do it then and not wait.
Ulmer has been in public office in Alaska for 19 years. In that capacity, she's floated the Yukon, snowmobiled to whaling camps, and stood up to all manner of detractors. She has more than a feel for her constituency.
Fiercely independent, the frontier mentality makes you have the sense of we can take care of ourselves. And so I don't know if there's an anxiety thermometer that you could read anywhere across the nation. I would suspect that our anxiety level is a lot lower in Alaska than it is in a lot of other places.
Still, as an elected official in a state with a wide open manner, Ulmer's the first to be buttonholed at the fishing derby, the airport, or even at home by anyone with a concern or a complaint. And she says there's been a palpable change of late.
What is really different, I think, is that the complacency and the sense that America's economy is strong and we're safe and don't worry, be happy. I think that's changed.
Ulmer also believes there's been a suspension of cynicism and distrust of government institutions as people look to elected officials for answers.
They're everything from really practical questions like, how do we get stranded hunters and fishermen out of the remote Alaskan wilderness and get them back home when there's a ban on flying? It may also be as simple as reassuring people that there are emergency disaster plans.
Whether you're mayor of New York City or lieutenant governor of Alaska, reassurance has been the order of the day for public officials since September 11th. But Ulmer senses that along with a need for something from government in the way of security, people are also voicing a desire to be more a part of what it is they want to protect.
I think there are positive impacts. I think the extent to which America as a whole is asking itself, what is democracy all about? What does it mean to be a good citizen? Is it good enough to simply vote? Or does being a citizen require more than that?
It was a question Ulmer asked herself as well, and the answer meant staring down the odds and naysayers and getting in the race.
I think a tragedy like this can really bring out the sense that life is short, time is short, better act on your better impulses now. If you can achieve positive change, go for it. Don't wait for some other year, some other time.
Fran Ulmer is the Lieutenant Governor of Alaska who hopes to be governor. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Seattle.